The plan was for the Blues to play in Minnesota last night and extend their winning streak to 4 games. That game postponed because of the issues that they're dealing with in the Twin Cities. It's been postponed until May 12th. So now the Blues will take on Colorado tomorrow night at Enterprise Center and try to extend their winning streak against the Avalanche. David Perron joins us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN, as he does every week, with Randy Carricker and Michelle Smallman. David, great to have you with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
David, we're doing great. Take us back to yesterday. Like Randy mentioned, you guys are getting ready to play the game. You find out a couple hours before that it's postponed. You've had this happen a few times this season, but what's that like on a game day to find out that you're not going to play the game?
Yeah, well, it's not ideal, obviously, because we were there. It kind of changes our plans. We've had 5 cancellations, I think, this year, with like 3 with COVID. One with LA. When we were in Los Angeles, they were stuck in Denver with some weather issues. And then obviously this one is another different topic. I mean, I was just scrolling Twitter, and obviously with trade deadline, all that stuff happening, and kind of saw that I think the baseball game was going to probably get canceled. So I figured that once they do one sport, all of them jump in together, and we understand the situation, and they have to do what they have to do.
David, you mentioned you're scrolling Twitter because of the trade deadline, which I find so interesting. So is this something that you monitor? Do you and your teammates talk about the trade deadline, or is it more you're going to look at it yourself and wait and see what happens?
Yeah, we do a little bit at times. Depending. Obviously, it was pretty interesting for our team the way the last several weeks had been going, and obviously our last week putting up some good hockey. We felt like at times we were playing really good hockey. We weren't getting the result. I know I talked about it with you guys several times, but it was nice. Our last week was a great feeling in our locker room, and obviously the end result is that we didn't trade anyone away, and that's a good feeling. It's a good confidence boost, I think, for our group, and we're hoping to be able to respond to Army's basically decision to stand pat and keep giving him more confidence with our play. And as long as we keep improving, I think he's going to feel like he's done the right decision, and we have to prove that for him.
David, Army seems to listen to you guys, and when you tell him, hey, look, we've got a chance to do something pretty special here, he will appeal to what you guys want. How important is that from a player's perspective, especially somebody who has been traded in the past, when the GM says, okay, we're going to stand pat, and I'm doing it for you guys because I trust you?
Yeah, I mean, Army's great. Obviously, he's talked to some guys, not about necessarily like, that's his job, so he doesn't need to talk to anyone about his job, but just kind of feeling out over the last, the whole season he does that anyway. But again, like you never know like what the offers can be with teams. Some of our players are pretty valuable for us and for the league. If he would have maybe blown away by something, then maybe he has to do it. Like I'm sure there's a tipping point for almost everything. And certainly it didn't seem like he felt like he was going to get to that point, and we're obviously really happy about that as teammates and everything. We really believe in each other. I saw a quote about Justin Falk saying like our belief never really went away, and it's extremely true. We know how good we can be, and getting Colton Parayko back as he keeps getting up to speed and all that will be a key point to our performance.
I've always felt that from you, David. Every time we've talked to you, you've instilled that confidence in us and our listeners about how good the team could be. You mentioned the conversation that we had last week. It's kind of crazy how different things can be in a week, but you were talking about how things were going to turn around, and you mentioned that the team had been doing all the right things and that excuse me, you guys just had to stick together, and the tide seems to turn. You've won 3 games in a row now. So did you just do the same things and things eventually fell your way, or was there any changes that the team made that allowed you to go on this win streak?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, but we just stuck with it. One good point, like I love like seeing the emotion of Ryan O'Reilly on the overtime goal. Like he's scoring a lot of goals for us this year, and he's done that in the past. To see the emotion that he brought for the overtime goal, like that was great to see. I think it kind of shows how important this win was for us. And we're not going to go away, and we're far from the process to be over. Like we got to keep this thing going, and that doesn't mean we're going to win tomorrow. But if we don't win tomorrow, then we got to get right back on the horse and and put up some great performances. We have a really important game coming up in Arizona on the weekend. And obviously, not just Arizona, they're all going to be extremely important. And we're looking forward to it. Like, the line is so close to being a non-playoff team and being a really good team in this league. And we kind of wandered, like, a little bit around for a couple weeks there. But I'm glad that it seems like we're starting to find our game at the right time. That was kind of the hope and the belief that when we get guys back and we get settled with our group, that we're a really solid team in this league. And hopefully we get in, we keep doing some good stuff. And I wouldn't want to be any other team in the league saying, oh, we got to play St. Louis in the first round, for example. After everything we went through, some of the injuries, all that, and finally playing good hockey going into playoffs, that's obviously our hope, and we want to do that.
David Perron with us on 101 ESPN. David, Jordan Binnington had that comment last week, we're coming. How much of a leader is he for your team?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's we love when Binner does something like that. He's one of my... I just love that personally. It's not just a leadership part or not. I just like when guys kind of stick their head a little bit out more than the usual quote. And obviously, Benner's done that before, has responded with great performance. And it's really good to see that. Obviously, like that game that he played against Vegas was key for us to start turning this around, putting in result. And what was it? He had like 50 saves or something. He was unbelievable. And we know that from him. We see it in practice. He's not an easy goalie to score, and he competes. He works hard every practice, and it's great to see.
And it's interesting when you have a goalie that is that competitive. I know there are some goalies in practice, it doesn't bother them if they allow a goal in practice. But to have a guy that is that competitive really does make a difference for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's up to us players to keep pushing them too in practice to make sure that we do take those hard shots, and we make sure that we try to score on them every single time. You start building that battle in practice. I've kind of had that going with Husso a little bit recently, and it's great. You see how he's raising his level every single practice, and he's got that smile when he makes a nice save on you, and he knows that you thought you were going to score on that shot, but you saved yourself, and vice versa. I give it to him if I score a goal that... just many ways like that. I think that within each other, like, we can all push each other to keep getting better. And the guys have done a good job. We've responded. And again, like, to go back to Justin Falk's point, it's never over. And we're only three games into this. We're going to have to do it for 15 more games here.
David, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but what's it been like to have Colton Parayko back out on the ice? I imagine having him there brings an infusion of energy to the team.
Yeah. Just to see his name on the board, really, for the other team, the presence that he brings, how smart he is defensively, like his body position, the way he puts his stick in the lane, all that stuff, takes passes away. So yeah, it's a major boost for us, and we're extremely excited. And I'm sure that's a big part of the reason why we started having good performances. And now we're starting to play even better, but we also get the result, and I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Hey, David, one more thing from me. Are you scoreboard watching, like, when the Coyotes are playing last night or the Sharks are playing? Are you aware of what's going on in their games, or do you wake up in the morning? How does that work?
I am not going to lie. I hate scoreboard watching just because growing up, I always felt like my dad would talk about it and say, like, that he never liked when, let's say, other minor hockey coaches would go, like, we would go to a minor hockey tournament. And other coaches would be looking, oh, if this team wins, that team loses, then we don't get to play this one. My dad's like, who cares? If we win the tournament, we have to beat them all anyway. And I kind of grew up with that mentality, and that's how I see it. If we take care of our games, we'll be fine. And if we don't, somehow, some way, the scoreboard and the outside the town will hurt us. And I'm aware still that we've gotten some help, but I still believe deep down, because of what I just said, that if we just take care of our games, we'll be fine.
David Perron, always good to hear your voice. Thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Go get them against Colorado tomorrow, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you next week. I appreciate it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, David. That's Blues winger David Perron with us on 101 ESPN. Always gives us a great little tidbit, doesn't he?